Hello, everyone. This is your PESTA president, Laura Girton, and I'm excited to bring you my 8th installment of the PESTA Presidents podcast. For my February update, I would like to talk about using recent science news stories with our students in class and where you can find some of these stories on the PESTA website. We all want our students to be aware of the latest and greatest science discoveries and investigations, and there are several resources out there that allow us to have our students read, listen, or watch these current news stories, increasing what one of my colleagues refers to as the current event literacy of our students, in addition to their science literacy. Have you seen the updates on our website from Earth Magazine? Published by the American Geosciences Institute, AGI has given us permission to upload to our website their press releases on new geoscience stories, and then we link to their freely accessible magazine articles written for a general audience. If you want to help your students with their listening skills, Listen Current offers short audio files for students to listen to, along with a script for the audio to follow along, and questions for teachers to ask students. If you are looking for short videos on current scientific discoveries, we have the National Science Foundation's Science Nation videos and additional multimedia resources linked on the PESTA website. And did you know? We are now doing a daily hashtag DYK, did you know, post on our Twitter account. Each post will have an image and a link to an article you can share with your students. And the best part is that you do not need a Twitter account to view our daily news stories. See for yourself at twitter.com/PESTA. To locate these resources and more, visit www.pesta.org and use the search box on the main page, or scroll through the science and the news stories on the front page, and then click on more science and the news stories at the bottom of the front page. If at any time you have any questions or comments relating to PESTA, please don't hesitate to contact me through the PESTA website or through my email address at Girton, that's G-U-E-R-T-I-N, at psu.edu. Don't forget to keep checking the PESTA website for continuous news updates and opportunities in the earth and space sciences.